Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 54. We're going to read the psalm twice, first in the Amplified Bible, and for the second time we're going to read from the New Revised Standard Version. We're told that this also is a psalm of David, and we're actually told when this psalm happens as well. It says that this is of David when the Ziphites went out and told Saul, David is hiding among us. And that story can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 23. You might remember another psalm of David we read recently also took place from 1 Samuel, and I believe it was 1 Samuel Psalm 22. So it would be really interesting to do a Bible study following the book of Samuel and following David's Psalms. But let's get into the psalm. So this is Psalm 54, first from the Amplified Bible. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your wondrous power. Hear my prayer, O God, listen to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, and violent men have sought my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper and ally. The Lord is the sustainer of my soul, my upholder. He will pay back the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, destroy them. With a freewill offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has rescued me from every trouble, and my eye has looked with satisfaction and triumph on my enemies. And now we read the same psalm again from the New Revised Standard Version. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For the insolent have risen against me, the ruthless seek my life. They do not set God before them. But surely God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. With a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. So this is Psalm 54. It is a shorter psalm, coming in at only 7 verses, and it is a prayer that God would save the psalmist, this is David, from his enemies. I used to struggle a lot with anger. When people would upset me or I felt that people were against me, I would burst out in anger, and sometimes I'd break things or I'd get into fights. And one thing that anger, when dealt with wrongly, can do is try and make us the avenger of ourselves. We try and take things into our own hands. We try and punish our enemies in our own way. One thing that really helped me in this time is that passage that says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." And I think this is a principle that David really understood. That enemies were against him, but it wasn't just up to him to go out and deal out all the punishment. Just as it took me time to learn, it wasn't for me to go and get revenge. But when he's in trouble, he brings it to God. Who helps him in trouble? And we've got this beautiful verse in verse 4. But surely God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. When we're in trouble, when we feel people are against us, do we try everything we can to fight our corner, or do we go to God for our helper? We've also got this phrase you might remember from a previous psalm about the Lord delivers us from all our trouble. In the likewise in verse 7 it says, for he has delivered me from every trouble. Sometimes when we are in trouble, we forget all the previous times that God has delivered us. And it's good to remember that he's delivered us from those troubles, and he'll deliver us from the next one too. Sometimes we can think, well, if I'm following God, surely I'll never face any troubles. Well, Jesus was perfect, and he certainly faced troubles. But we know God in those troubles. We know that he will deliver us. We know that he is our helper, and he is the upholder of our lives. So I encourage you, if you are in trouble, bring it to the Lord. Let's not try and deal with things according to our own wisdom and our own might, but according to God's might and God's wisdom. He is our upholder and our helper. This has been Daily Psalm Reading, and today we read Psalm 54. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.